Cowboy quarterback Josh Allen
joining us here on the program. Josh, always good. I think this is the first time we've ever actually had you on live on the show. Usually things are recorded. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be on live with you here.
Now, I got to ask you, because I know you were a basketball player, you know, back in the day. Cowboy basketball just went four overtimes for a win. You played in a three overtime game to open up the season against Northern Illinois and won. What would you think would be more difficult, a four overtime basketball or playing in a three overtime football game?
You know, the bias in me is going to say football, but at the same time, I'm not going back out there on defense and playing, you know, what would be 8 or 12 downs. So I mean, basketball, you're playing both possessions and you're going up and down the court for 5 minutes straight, and you've got to do that four different quarters. I mean, that's tough to do.
Did you see the video of that high school kid scoring 92 points and all he did was cherry pick and didn't even get to half court to go into the front court to play defense?
I did, and you know, that kind of took the validation away from scoring 92 points. I know that's the offense they tend to run, but that's kind of a lazy way to play basketball, in my opinion.
I know we didn't have you on to talk basketball, but we got to get into it, man. How close were things for you? I mean, it was a wacky off season. It's been a wacky off season since you've been, since before you got back to Laramie. How close was it for you to declaring to go to the NFL and try the NFL draft?
Oh, man, it's kind of tough to say. There are some days where I thought I was going to do it. Me and my family, we were bought in, and the next day, things change. You know, you just talk to different people, and you kind of get different kind of viewpoints from things. And there was one day, you know, I told my parents, you know, let's go do this, and couldn't sleep at all that night. And I started thinking more. The next day, I woke up. Coach Bo called me, and you know, I said, "Going to be a Cowboy for another season, and let's go win us a Fiesta Bowl."
Can we now tell you how happy we are that you're coming back?
Yeah, I know. I'm serious. It was a stressful time in my life, and 2.5 weeks of barely sleeping and talking to hundreds of different people, just trying to find the right advice and the right information to make the best decision possible.
Can I ask you, who were the kind of people you were talking to? Were you talking to people inside the NFL, your coaches? Who were you going to get advice on what you ought to do?
You know, I was talking to, obviously, our coaches here in Wyoming. I was talking to a few different agencies, and they were getting advice and feedback from guys within the NFL. I talked to a few quarterbacks still playing in the NFL today, and talked to teammates back here in Wyoming too. And you know, I just felt like coming back for another year and seeing another year of defense and coverages and blitzes, you know, is going to benefit me in the long run.
Josh, where did you feel the best advice came from, in your opinion?
You know, I talked to Carson Wentz with the Philadelphia Eagles, and he said, you know, I came into this league at 23 years old, and I stepped in the locker room with 30 to 35-year-old men who've got, you know, wives and kids, and they expect you to come in here and, you know, win games. And being 20 years old, going into a locker room like that and knowing that if I wasn't ready mentally, that I'm affecting these guys that are 30 to 35 years old, have been playing in the league for a while, and, you know, when I do decide to make that step, and be that guy, I want to be fully ready mentally.
You mentioned 2.5 weeks of stress, and again, I have no idea what that would have been like to be in your shoes, but all that attention and some of the things people were saying about you in the positive light, that had to be a trip, man.
Yeah, absolutely, and it kind of came out of nowhere. You know, Coach Bo came out and visited us, me and my family, I think in December, around the 28th or 29th, and, you know, he came out, and, you know, I was completely fine with coming back. I wasn't thinking about anything else, and all of a sudden, I wake up on New Year's Day, and that's when the mock draft came out with me going third overall, something like that, and all of a sudden, I start getting a lot of different calls and people, you know, tweeting me and texting me, all this different stuff, and, you know, it kind of lit like a wildfire.
Yeah, I was thinking personally about going back and kicking that guy's butt.
Josh Allen joining us here in the sports. Is it nice to have it all behind you now, the decision out of the way? You're back in Laramie. When that decision was made, how much weight did it feel like was off your shoulders?
It was insane. And as soon as I made the decision that night, I got the best night of sleep I had in 2.5, 3 weeks, believe me. But coming back here and, like I said, getting another year, I felt like would benefit me in the long run. And, you know, you only get to be in college once, so trying to take advantage of all the opportunities and experiences I can here kind of also carried into the decision.
Did you immediately switch your head to thinking about who your receiving corps was going to be next year?
No, absolutely. As soon as I made the decision, I texted them and I said, you know, let's go to work. Let's, you know, be as good as we can be when we step out on that field next fall.
Josh Allen joining us here, Wyoming quarterback. So, okay, take us back to the end of last year. I know it didn't end the way you guys wanted to, but it was just a phenomenal season for the Cowboys to get themselves back on the map in the Mountain West. But down the stretch, was it how tough was it really? Were you beat up a little bit? You know, you had to get out there and play and get out there, but a little sore, bumps and bruises down the stretch?
You know, definitely, and especially when you play 14 games as opposed to 12. You know, when you go to a Mountain West Conference championship and then you got a bowl game, those weeks kind of stack up on each other. It's football's a tough game, and when you play for as long as we did, you know, the bumps and bruises, they'll catch up to you if you're not taking care of your body right. But, yeah, definitely when towards the end of the season, playing as hard and as well as we did, it affected us a little bit, you know, as a team, as a whole team.
In the championship game, everybody points to that San Diego State defensive player taking a quote-unquote cheap shot. Was it a cheap shot?
You know, I mean, the video kind of looks bad.
okay.
I didn't really feel him punch me. I felt him more step on my leg than anything and scraped up my shin pretty good. But, you know, I mean, I play the game of football, let the refs officiate, and, you know, I wasn't going to argue with them if they didn't see anything necessary to throw a flag. You know, that's what they get paid to do. You know, I step foot on the football field to play the position of quarterback, and that's it.
It looked like it was below the belt in the video, Josh.
It definitely did, and I don't know if I was reacting more to him stepping on me and not feeling it, but I think it definitely looked a lot worse than what it actually was.
I got a question going back to the receivers. Have you decided which one of them is going to be the expert at making one-handed catches next year?
You know, we're still figuring that out. obviously, with the loss of number four, we all know who that is, but someone's going to have to step up and fill some pretty big shoes, but, you know, I'm more confident in these guys, and I believe they're more than capable of doing that.
Josh, did you really sit back and think, because you had a running back that you handed off to that's likely going to go somewhere in the draft. Tanner Gentry, Jake Mulhart, Jacob Hollister are all, you know, potential NFL guys that are given their shot, and you were, by one guy, projected as the number three overall pick. That's impressive, man. I just now thought about that, and you got five guys right there at the skill position that could be NFL guys. Have you thought about that?
Oh, definitely. And if you know, reach back to last season before the season was going on, people were asking me how the offense is looking, and, you know, I told them the truth, and I said, we got a really potent, high-explosive offense, and the guys that we have outside and with the running back that we have, you know, we were going to be something special, and everybody kind of, you know, brush that past them, but now looking back at it, I wasn't wrong, and you know, I have full trust in those guys and making plays, and you know, that's what we seemed to do last year, was just make a ton of plays.
You know, we talked a lot about, you know, the guys that, you know, are graduating, and you know, you guys have lost an awful lot, but you do bring back C.J. Johnson, and you've got some other guys that are already there. You know, who are some of those other guys besides C.J. who's, you know, this time next year we're going to know their names, and what do they bring to the table for you guys?
Well, you're definitely going to know James Price. He's a receiver, and he's been working on his speed a lot, and he's a bigger dude that can run, so I'm excited for him. You're going to know Austin Conway, converted basketball player. He's, you know, one of the hardest working dudes on the team, and every time we're conditioning, he's always up front. Callan Overstreet, running back, big body that can move, and he's a brute to take down. You're going to know Milo Hall, Nico Evans, John Aquali. I mean, looking back at it now, the pieces that we have this year, I'm completely confident in them. I've trusted the coaches with going out and recruiting some guys, and I really feel this year our offense, you know, we're not going to miss a beat.
You nailed it last year. Who are we to dispute what you said as well, because you were right on the money. Before we let you go, Josh, your thoughts on the Super Bowl, man. That was something else, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And being a huge Tom Brady fan, you know, that was the absolute most amazing game I've ever seen and ever been able to witness. And I was going crazy, had a bunch of teammates over, ordered a bunch of pizza. But, you know, just to see that happen, and he's the type of quarterback that I kind of want to embody and be like. And to see him never give up and lead his team from 25 points down was absolutely incredible.
All right, it's National Pizza Day. Before we let you go, I know I lied. I said that before. What's the topping of choice for Josh Allen?
We're going to go pepperoni, mushrooms, bacon, and artichoke heart.
Oh, yeah. Man, I love that. The artichoke hearts, people will frown on that. I'm totally with you on that, Josh. That's good stuff.
You had me until you got to the artichoke hearts.
Oh, man. You're missing out.
So you go down to Grand Avenue Pizza here in Laramie, and you order that, and it's carry out $9.99, and I know it sounds like I'm doing an ad for them, but you can't beat that, I'm telling you.
We'll send them a bill for the ad. How's that?
There you go.
Hey, Josh, hey, great stuff. We appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you in the brown and gold one more year, and at least one more year. I'll just leave it right there, and we'll talk soon. Thanks, Josh.
Sounds good. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, right, Josh. Bye.